K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. K-A-Y-T 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not take a stand.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord, and all of his hosts, and thank you for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on your real love station, KAYT 88.1 FM. To all of our friends near and far, we greet you with the Holy Word peace. Again, I am Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years, none other than in the person of
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And as always, we together bring to you the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry. That's right, the present day Aquila and Priscilla of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, letting our brothers and sisters know that, yes, my brothers and sisters, you don't have to suffer while others are being healed. You don't have to die before your time. Jesus Christ is alive and well, and yes, he wants you to make preparations for his coming again. But if the good man knew what hour the thief was coming, he would not have suffered his house to be broken up. Yes, brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter is many of God's people are leaving here. They are leaving here in untimely, fashionable ways that God never intended. But brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that Jesus wants to bring you out. He wants to deliver you. He wants to get you out of the muck and mire of despondency and to let you know that he loved you with an everlasting love. But there's one word that I want to let you know. Choice. You have a choice. And even with Mother's Day coming up on tomorrow, yes, many people have chosen to be down and out. Many of them have chosen to say, well, you know, my mom's not around and life just ain't the same. But brothers and sisters, can I tell you something? This is the day that the Lord has made. And I've got to let you in on a little secret before Minister Mildred even comes to pray. God just used your mom and your dad as a vehicle to bring you into this life. On that note, brothers and sisters, Minister Mildred, if you so kindly will, a scripture and prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now for your word. We just thank you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We just thank you for another day, God.
Hallelujah.
We thank you because you're merciful.
Yes. We thank
you because you've been so good. We thank you. We thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Truly, God, you deserve the praise.
Hallelujah.
And on this day.
Thank you, Lord.
We thank you even for the celebration of Mother's Day.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for another Mother's Day.
Bless the name of Jesus.
Lord, we thank you because you know you've been good to us.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord
so
God.
Many out there has mothers in, that are gone on. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
I won't say lost, because if they knew Jesus, amen,
yes,
they're not lost. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. Lord, I thank you that
thank
my
you,
mom,
Jesus.
She's
yes.
not lost, Lord, because she knew you when she left here.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, today for so many people out there in the radio land.
Yes, Lord.
That, you know, Lord, some of them are despondent, some of them are grieving, some of them are of everything, God. But you know how to comfort. You know how to do, Lord God.
Yes.
And we trust you to do that, God.
Yes,
we trust
Lord.
You in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Lord,
Jesus.
Lord, look on all your people everywhere. Nursing
yes, Lord.
Homes, prisons.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere, Lord God, what they need you at. Lord.
Thank you, Lord
Other
Jesus.
Countries, God, in poor countries.
Yes, Lord.
And, oh, God, have mercy upon your people everywhere.
Right
this
now,
This is your
Lord.
Creation, God. We know that you know all about it. And, God, do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, truly we count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you, myself and Minister Mildred. Amen. We are servants of the Most High God. Amen. And what we're doing is that we're looking to help people, amen, make a change in their life by accepting Jesus Christ, amen, in their life. Brothers and sisters, yes, it doesn't matter how much money. Praise be to God. Yes, 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 yes. Amen. Praise God. You all just heard amen. You know that it is not Mother's Day, amen, but we were trying to, amen, play a message, amen, back that was, amen, much blessing, a much needed blessing, amen, and I think we picked the wrong one, but nevertheless, in any event, amen, yes, we are live, amen, we are live in the station, we are live in the studio, and I tell you what, I wanted to do something of a magnitude that would be a blessing to God's people. Amen. Because God, he's great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen. We just want to give him praise and glory and honor for all that he has done. Praise be to God. And as always, amen, we want to thank and praise God for you, you and you today. Those of you that have tuned in, amen. Those of you that have tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, amen. You're not tuned in a moment too soon. As a matter of fact, what we'd like to do, amen, and I was going to play a message back that had a very important magnitude to it. But you know what? I picked the wrong one out to play for you. But you know what? The Lord told me somebody out there needs prayer on today. That's right. Somebody needs prayer. Somebody needs the power of God. Amen. They need someone to stand in the gap for them today. And generally, amen, my wife is generally with me, and we do believe, amen, in prayer. Amen. And just to share a brief scripture coming from the book of Psalms, the 23rd Psalms. Amen. And that first verse that says, "The Lord is my shepherd." And other translations said, "I shall not lack, I shall not want." Amen. And that's what we're going to share with you today, my brothers and sisters. Yes, the Lord is your shepherd. And I'm here to tell you that he is here so that you don't lack in anything, that you don't lack in love, that you don't lack in understanding, that you don't lack, amen, in your walk with Christ. If Jesus Christ is our shepherd, brothers and sisters, we certainly don't have to lack in anything. And those of you that are going through in your marriage, you're going through in your finances, you're going through, amen, on your jobs, you're going through in various things, amen, we're going to open up that phone line. The number to call is 318-484-2500. Yes, it doesn't matter who you are. You might be a man, you might be a woman. There might be some things that you've encountered in your life, amen, and God wants to set the captive free. And I can tell you one thing, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. I believe if he rained manna down, listen at me very carefully, what I'm about to tell you. I believe, amen, there are a lot of preachers that don't believe, but I believe that if God rained manna down from heaven, he can rain money out the sky. Yes, I believe that God can rain healing down from heaven. I believe that God can rain prosperity. I believe that God can rain love down. I believe that God can rain down a peace of mind. Whatever it is that you are standing in need of, amen, God is willing to rain it down in your life. And the word of God has clearly said that if there's two of you, as touching anything, shall agree on earth, that God will do it. But my brothers and sisters, amen, if you can start doubting your doubts and believe your faith and know that the power of God is not only accessible to you, but it is available right now. Amen. To my brothers and sisters over the internet, if you desire to call for prayer, you can do that also by dialing 877-464-2500. Yes, that's right. But today is a day of prayer to my brothers and sisters out there. Yes, you've been listening to the broadcast of Minister Mildred and Bishop Townsend. And I want to tell you something. We are available and accessible. That's right. If you're ever in the Natchez area, we would certainly love to invite you to come be our guest at 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi. Yes, we'd love to have you come be with us. And Bishop Townsend doesn't care what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what gender you are. It doesn't matter what denomination you are. We are preaching and teaching the unadulterated word of God. And so, my brothers and sisters, if you're out there today and you desire prayer, yes, you desire prayer, amen, we can get you in touch with prayer. Bishop Townsend will touch and agree with you even in this hour. That's right. We've got until the 1 o'clock hour. Amen. We've got until the 1 o'clock hour. The number to call is 318-484-2500. If you're in Natchez, if you're in Faraday, if you are in Shreveport, Appaloosas, it doesn't matter, wherever the sound of our voice can be heard, we are willing to stand in agreement with you in prayer. We know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever it is you're in need of, God is able to give it to you. God is able to bless you with it. Maybe you're in need of a walk. That's right, a faith walk. You know, the man who brought his son to Jesus began to say, "Lord, I took my son to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus began to ask the question, "How long has this been upon your son?" He said, "Since he was a child." Parents, don't think that demonic influence cannot affect your children. Yes, don't think that they're too young to get baptized into the authority of Jesus Christ. Don't think that they are too young to receive the infilling of the Holy Ghost. Why? Because we say, well, let them children grow up and have their fun. But brothers, sister, demon activity is ready to take over our children. And coming up into the month of October, the demonic forces are greatening their power and their velocity. Yes, it is during this time of the year that many children come up missing. Why? Because the Satanists and the witches, the warlocks, those that are making offerings and sacrifices unto Lucifer will be looking for your child. They will be looking for my child. But the power of God lets us know that prayer changes things. Praise be to God. Some of you are under the influence of satanic attacks. Some of you are under the influence of witchcraft. Some of you are under the influence of sorcery and generational curses. Well, today that prayer line is open. We've got about 20 minutes, and it is open exclusively for you. That's right, man. It's open for you. Woman, it is open for you. 318-484-2500 is the number to call. And we will take your prayer. We will stand in agreement with you. We know, amen, that God is able to do anything but fail. Yes, you're suffering from heart trouble. You've got sugar diabetes. You've got lupus. Praise be to God. But whatever it is, God is able, brothers and sisters, to help you. Why should you die before your time? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? Hello, caller. You are on the air. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Who do we have out there today?
My name is Shirley Jack. I called a few weeks ago for prayers so that all my tests has come out normal.
All right.
Lord heard my prayer, and you prayed for me, and my tests has came out normal.
Praise God, Sister Shirley.
Yes.
Amen.
I'm standing in prayer for my fiance Darryl, because he has to take colonoscopy and a lupus test, and my daughter, Shawilda Jones. So I'm standing in the need of prayer, because I know God did it already, like you see.
Yes. Well, Sister Shirley Jack, if he done it once, he will do it again. Amen. And he's not limited to anything. But you know what? Just like we touched and agreed then, we're going to touch and agree now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the praise report of our sister right now. Father, we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, she wanted to go and to come back with negative report on her test, Lord God. There was nothing positive. And Lord, you showed Sister Shirley Jack that you are in charge. It ain't what man says. It's what you say. And right now, as we touch and agree, we are believing, even on behalf of the loved one that she has lifted up before you now, in the name of Jesus. Lupus, you are a lie. Take your hands off of that individual. In the name of Jesus, we send the word of the living God, and we command you to go. Take your flight in the name of Jesus. By the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, we command you to take your flight in Jesus' holy name, and we call it done for thy glory. Amen and amen. Sister Jack, I want you to call back with another praise report, because we know that God is on the throne and he is still moving.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise be to God. We love you in Jesus' name, and we'll be eagerly waiting to hear from you again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Praise be to God. Brothers and sisters, 318-484-2500 is the number to call. Yes, maybe you've been up under the attack of witchcraft and sorcery, but I can tell you of a nature that God is real. Yes, the power of the Holy Ghost is real. Yes, maybe you've got cancer in your body, but the power of the Holy Ghost is real. I was involved in a car accident, and the doctors, when they diagnosed me, my ribs were broken, amen, and my heart had hit the steering wheel. And the doctors came into the room where I was at, and they said, Mr. Townsend, we've got some good news, we've got some bad news. The good news is, Mr. Townsend, that you're still alive. The bad news is that as we did a EKG on your heart, we found out that there was busted blood vessels inside of your heart. And we see that they have set up scar tissue. And if we don't remove the scar tissue, you will suffer a massive heart attack. Did you hear what I said, people of God? The power of God is real. I told those doctors while I laid up there all broken up, they had me pumped up with morphine and everything trying to stop the pain. But even through the morphine, I was able to tell them, Doctor, I appreciate your diagnosis and I appreciate what you said. But I said, there's a thing that I know. When your car need some minor mechanic work done to it, you can take it to an old alley mechanic and let him change your brakes for you. You can take it and let him change your oil. But when you got major engine problem, you've got to go back to the manufacturer. And I said, that's what I'm going to do with my heart. I'm taking my heart back to the manufacturer. They said, Mr. Townsend, you don't understand. You could die. I said, no, doctor, you don't understand. I said, God got my heart. Don't worry about that. And they took another EKG because they said, Mr. Townsend, we know that after yesterday, it has developed more scar tissue and it's restricting the blood flow in your heart. Well, people of God, let me tell you, they took another EKG that day. And three of the heart specialists came in and they were concerned and they said, Mr. Townsend, this does not look good. But I didn't lose my faith. I know where my faith is at. My faith is in the living, living true God, the living Son of God, Jesus Christ. And as they took the EKG, they came back the next day, people of God. And when they came back, they pulled the chart down. They looked at the chart. They said, well, this is the one from yesterday. Let's look at that one. When they picked up the one from the next day, they picked it up and they said, wait a minute, this don't make sense. The other doctor, three heart specialists came in. The other one looked and said, what's going on? He said, you take a look at this. This don't make sense. He said, you're right. This doesn't make sense. The third doctor looked at it. He said, let me see it. And he almost cussed when he looked at it. By the time I said, gentlemen, wait just 1 second. We're all just one big happy family. What's going on here? They said, well, Mr. Townsend, we don't know how to explain this. They said, according to this x-ray, your heart was badly damaged. You can see the scar tissue. You can see the busted blood vessels in your heart and the blood restricting of the scar tissue restricting the blood flow. He said, but according to this x-ray, your heart has healed. Your heart has healed overnight. Don't you tell me what the power of prayer cannot do, because the saints of God were praying and standing in agreement that God would bring Bishop Townsend. Listen, I'm here to tell you today that God wants to bring you out. Amen. And if you will not harden your heart and dial that number, 318-484-2500. Yes, maybe you got children that are involved in gang activity. You've got a son addicted to crack. You've got a daughter that's a prostitute. Let me tell you something. The power of God is not restricted from delivering your child. Yes, I had a son that was out there addicted to cocaine, snorting cocaine, out on the streets, living like a bum. But me and my wife began to touch and agree. Why did you touch and agree? Because the power of the word of God says, for the promise is unto you and to your children. Yes, why should you let the devil destroy your child when God has given you the power of prayer? Hallelujah. And if you desire prayer right now, you can dial that number, 318-484-2500, outside the area code 877-464-2500. Yes, I'm willing to stand in agreement with you. Yes, generally me and my wife are ministering, but the power of God's anointing has instructed me to pray for somebody today. That child that's looking at a long jail sentence, God wants to set the captive free on today. That's right. Hallelujah. That cancer sentence does not have to be a death sentence for you. That high blood pressure doesn't have to be a death sentence. That marriage does not have to end in divorce. That's right. That spirit of homosexuality that has overtaken you does not have to overtake you. God can set you free today. Praise be to God. Carla, you are on the air, and you are in touch with Moments of Inspiration. What can we pray with you about?
Yes, Pastor. This is Shirley again. I was calling. I forgot my son needs to be delivered from drinking, and I have a brother that's bad on drugs. He needs to be delivered from that.
Father, in the name of Jesus, you are not restricted from anything. You delivered my son. You can deliver her son as well. Satan, we serve you. Notice, in the name of Jesus, take your hands off of that child. Father, we pray the Holy Ghost conviction and repentance to come into his life. Let him not find pleasure in sin any longer. Father, we send your Holy Ghost to bring displeasure to his life. Let there be no satisfaction in the things of this world. But Father, help him to know that you are willing to fill that void with your Holy Spirit. And we count it done in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
My
amen.
Sister, God bless you. Amen. We're going to get this next call coming up, and you're going to call us back with that praise report. Amen.
Okay.
All right. God bless you. 484-2500. Caller, if you tried to call and couldn't get through, call again. We've got just about 11 minutes to stand in agreement with you in prayer. That's right. We want to stand in agreement with you in prayer. 484-2500, 318, outside that area code. Praise be to God. Yes, caller, you have got in touch with Moments of Inspiration.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I wanted to call for prayer.
What did you want prayer about, my sister?
Well, me and my husband separated and stuff, and just he's going astray, and I'm living for the Lord, and he's trying to find his way back to Jesus.
I see. How long have you been separated, my sister?
About 5 months.
About 5 months now. Praise be to God. And you want your husband back?
Yes, sir.
And you love your husband?
Yes, sir.
And you want him back, but you want him back saved and living for God?
Yes, sir.
And you say that you are living for God?
Yes, sir.
Well, I can tell you this. If you're living for God, the Word of God says that the believing wife sanctifies the unbelieving husband. And as you and I touch and agree today, we're going to touch and agree that God will touch his heart and bring him back to you. And not just bring him back to you, but bring him back a godly man, because that's what you believe in God for. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Precious Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. And we ask, oh God, that you know what it takes to touch the life of our brother right now. Satan, you are a liar. What God has joined together, no man or no demon can put asunder. But Father, we know that his flesh became weak and the enemy tricked him. Therefore, we come against the spirit of lies and deception that has overtaken him in the name of Jesus. And Father, we speak a reunification of this marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you touch him and touch his wife right now. Give her grace to believe and to know that you are doing it for her glory. And in the meantime, in between time, while she is waiting, let her fall more in love with you until you bring her husband back, the godly man, the priest of the house, and he that you have ordained to be her covering. We call it done in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. My sister, we love you in Jesus' name, and we'll be listening for that praise report, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you. Amen. That's right, brothers and sisters. We've got just about 9 minutes, and we're going to take your prayer. We're going to take your call for prayer. Caller, you're on the air. Moments of inspiration. You're next in line for prayer. What do you need prayer about?
My daughter, Rachel, she's been looking for a job, but she's getting very discouraged.
She's looking for a job, but she's getting very discouraged. Where is Rachel at right now?
She is at home.
She's at home. Here's what the Lord told me to share with you. Here's what God told me to share with you as we touch and agree in prayer for Rachel. Now, will you take these instructions back to Rachel for me?
Yes.
You tell Rachel from this day forward, she's not going looking for a job. She's going to get a job.
Amen.
For by your words you are condemned, and by your words you are justified. As Rachel begins to stand in agreement with the word that we are praying today, and tell us, say, Rachel, when you leave here, you don't tell people I'm going looking for a job. Tell them I'm going to get a job.
Amen.
And I want you to tell Rachel that as you and I touch and agree even now. Will you do that?
I will do that.
As we touch and agree, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this dear mother that is concerned about the longevity of her daughter. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come against low self-esteem. We come against fear, doubt, and disbelief, and everything that the enemy has been using against Rachel right now. Father, we come against past thoughts and hurts that have affected Rachel down through the years, and we loose your encouragement upon her in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray right now that you will touch that employer, that you will touch them, Lord God, for all she needs is that one good job, and we pray that you will lead her and direct her to it now in the name of Jesus, and we call it done in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen. Mother, you make sure you tell Rachel from this day forward that God is going to bless me with a job. And every time that she goes to get a job, wherever she goes to, whatever employer she fills out an application, tell her to thank God for the job. Will you do that?
I will do that, and thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, my sister. God bless you, too. 484-2500, y'all. We've got just about 8 minutes left. The power of God has told me to open up the prayer line for prayer, and I want to pray for you right now. This is Moments of Inspiration. You are on the air. Can we pray for you today?
Hello?
Yes.
I was calling for prayer.
And what can we pray with you about, my sister?
I want to pray for my son.
Okay.
Who is, he's bipolar. He loves the Lord, but he has been drawn from the Lord by different drugs and different things in the street.
And they have diagnosed him as being bipolar.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, I'll let you in on a little secret, Mother, that when we begin to get involved with drug activity, it opens us up to demonic influence. And so we thank God for the doctors, because the prognosis and the diagnosis, they can only give it to you from a medical perspective.
Okay.
But as we go to the Word of God, we find out that when the man brought his son to Jesus, and the Bible said that oftentimes that there was a spirit on him that caused him to get into the fire. And that caused him to get into the water to try to drown himself. But the word of God says that when Jesus began to rebuke the spirit, he said, "Thou deaf and dumb spirit." Now, our terminology, we don't even understand that today. But Jesus knew what type of spirit that was. And that spirit of bipolarism, we're going to touch and agree right now that God will set him free. All right? What is your son's name? What is his name, mother?
His name is Darryl.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. And we know by the power and the authority that you did not make Darryl to be bipolar. But somewhere along the line, Lord God, he opened himself up to demonic influence and activity. And we come against it now in the name of Jesus. We curse the very element that Satan has planted in his mind that he is bipolar. Satan, take your hands off of his mind. Take your hands off of his spirit. Take your hands off of his soul. And we are claiming him for the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus. From his early childhood to even now, we rebuke the spirit and the curse on his mind over his life. And Father, we speak salvation to him. We speak deliverance to him in the name of Jesus, and we call it done by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' holy name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise him for it, mother. And when you see Darryl again, tell Darryl that God is delivering you, baby, that your life ain't going to be the same. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do that, mother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Let me get this other call, mother, in Jesus' name. This is Moments of Inspiration, caller. You are on the air in Jesus' name. What can we pray with you about?
God's direction in my life.
God's direction in your life. And what is it in your direction that you want to do for God in your life? What? Because God has placed direction already in your life. But the Lord is telling me that fear is stopping you from stepping out on faith today, my sister. What do you want to do for God?
I want to do his will, but I'm hindered by, I'm a real shy person, but I need to break out of that shell of mine. It is a hindrance for me. I just want to do God's will.
The Spirit of the Lord tells me.
Not my own.
Yes, ma'am. The Spirit of the Lord has shared with me that it is a spirit of fear that has attached itself to you. And the Word of God clearly tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And from this day forward, I want you to quit confessing that you are afraid, that you are scared, and that you are shy and timid, but say, God has given me courage. And I'm taking courage on my soul. Every day, I want you to arise in the morning and begin to proclaim that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because it has anointed me. That's what I want you to say each and every day as we stand in agreement in prayer. All right?
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
we thank you for our sister right now and the desire to please you. Lord, you know from our early years in life that you had your hand upon her and that you had chosen her to please you. But somewhere along the line, oh Lord, the enemy sowed tear amongst the wheat of her mind and has brought in a spirit of fear. We come against it in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over it right now. Lord, we loose the spirit of courage, even the courage of Joshua and Caleb that said, we are more than able to overcome and to subdue and take it. Father, let us step out in faith right now and to subdue and overtake the desires of a heart. In the name of Jesus. Father, whether it is ministry, Father, let that ministry come forth in the name of Jesus to be an inspiration to other younger folk. Do it now in the name of Jesus. And we call it done in Jesus' holy name. Amen. My sister, God bless you, and we thank God for you, all right?
All right, thank you.
God bless you. All right, my brothers and sisters, amen. God bless you. Amen. My time is up, amen. But I just felt led by the power of the Holy Ghost to come forth and to share in prayer today. I want to let you know, amen, that God is still doing it. That's right, that broken marriage, whatever it is, God is working it out today. So brothers and sisters, listen, I've got to go. I love you in Jesus' holy name, and we want to let you know, amen, that the devil has not forged a chain that the power of God cannot break. Amen. All you have to do, amen, is stand on the power and the jurisdiction of God's word, amen, and God will bring it to pass. I'm a living witness of it. Amen. God can fix that broken marriage, whatever it is. God can do it. So on that note, amen, I've got to go.
Can't handle it, but we're going to go ahead and leave it at that.
All right, my brother. You're going to be our last caller, but nevertheless, we thank you.
Amen. We love you with the love of the Lord.